You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, I'm in awe of this trip. And I think China is in awe of this trip. But this is one big, beautiful business trip, long-term. The U.S. has a new basis for foreign policy. Trump has swept all that aside. And I think long-term, the tech and AI partnerships with the Middle East will lock out China. And that may be the single most significant piece of business done on this trip.
Here's more from the president on the significance. Listen.
There's a great relationship with Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and UAE. It's a really unified Middle East. It's something that we haven't seen. The U.S. was absent for 4 years. We didn't really know too much what we were doing for 4 years. And things were not going good. Other people were courting the Middle East, but they won't even waste their time in courting them any longer.
Dr. Grant, I would argue it goes beyond 4 years that we have not known what we are doing in the Middle East. It seems like since the dawn of time, nobody really understands how the Middle East works and how to solve the massive problems that are there.
China
does. This looks different this time, at least at first blush. Will this end up being a trip literally for the history books? In other words, ones that Carly and my kids will be reading about years from now as to a trip that reshaped history and reshaped the world that we will be living in.
Yes, this will be a trip for the history books because for the first time, President Trump is getting ROI, return on investment for American foreign policy. That's going to be the new basis going forward. It is a historic shift that will benefit the U.S. and will benefit the world and the region.
Okay, well, there is some criticism on the deals that the president is making right now, especially when it comes to...
She goes on to talk about that, how can we protect them from turning around selling it to China, and she goes into that, we'll go into that too in the show, Lee, but contrast that, okay, with what the left has to offer right now, and how shocking it is. 86-47, let's kill Trump. Let's go ahead and kill him. Or... their moment of what is all the momentum? What is all the passion on the Democrat side about right now? The American people can see this. I've got story after story after story today. We'll work through them all. Getting illegal immigrant gang members their rights. Their rights. Whatever that is. I absolutely lost, but it's a new thing. I mean, I've got a stack almost 2 inches thick just today on that. Democrats protesting, screaming, yelling. That's what they offer. Rights for illegal immigrants. Trump offers a new world order based not on violence, but on economic might. And I think the most telling piece this week, when you put all of this together, James Carville, longtime, you know, godfather of the Democrat Party, very successfully put Bill Clinton in, strategist for an entire generation. Headline, James Carville says the party, Democrats, need to praise the greatness of the USA. More. No, I would fix that headline. They never do. If they did, I'd play it. I mean, it'd be so shocking. It hasn't happened for so many years. You see Trump out there fighting and fighting and fighting for this country. Did you ever see Joe Biden cut a business deal like this?
No. No.
Except with China for the solar panels, where he waived the law so they could make them. And this week, what happened? What happened this week? This is a huge story. We found switches inside of them that aren't supposed to be there at the point where the panels, and I'm talking not the ones on your roof, okay, at your house. I'm talking the big ones that connect to the grid, like from the solar farms. Those switches interact with the grid and can shut it off. They're not supposed to be there. That's Joe Biden's foreign policy. I mean, the only deal of any kind I can think he cut. The contrast is unbelievable. Do you want assassination porn? Hatred, seething rage, stagnation? Or do you want a future that's hopeful? Do you want a president who tries? And you know where the Democrats are with this that's problematic? Do you notice what Carville did not say, Lee?
What's that?
He didn't say, he said they should praise the greatness of America. He didn't say we should actually go out and do something to further it. Why?
Yeah.
Because the Democrat base is so radically against America, hates it with every fiber of their being. Freedom, capitalism, self-determination. Hates it. They want to determine your future. They want to decide who wins. They want to decide who loses. And if everybody has to lose for them to do that, then they are fine with that. That is absolutely fine. And that is why a Democrat could never say or do what Trump is doing this week so openly. Pro-American, cutting deals, furthering business, traveling the world with a literally billionaire bros entourage. Taking the CEOs of IBM and Google and Palantir, the future of AI, Elon Musk is there, Sam Altman is there. They're all there, and they are at the service of folks in the Middle East going, why on earth would you do business with China when we're right here? And they are responding over $1 trillion worth of deals. Democrats, Lee, could not be seen doing that.
Nope.
Their base would be outrage. This is pro-corporate, pro-capitalist, pro-American. America will succeed. What are you doing? You can't even be seen talking about wanting to create jobs anymore in the Democrat base because that's too pro-corporate.
Unless it's a government job.
Unless it's a government job. And thank you, by the way, the week we learned in quarter three last year, this is so stunning, in quarter three last year of 2024, so July to September, we're in a jobs apocalypse. We created zero jobs, goose egg, zero jobs, zero in the private sector. And they lied. They said, oh, well, we created 399 fake jobs. What a bombshell. And it got buried in all the news this week, right? So all Democrats were offering were fake jobs, fake job numbers, and some government employment. That's it. Hatred of America, hatred of Trump, assassination fantasies, and derangement. The contrast this week is so stark. And that's all I have to say about that.
I just think that the pace and the volume of things that have been going on in the past few days is stunning. I mean, had this been another Biden administration, the news would have been him falling asleep at some meeting or wandering off into the desert sands while there was a meeting going on.
That they had to put him in a wheelchair, which we learned this week they were planning to do. He can't walk around anymore. So once he's been elected, we can actually let the American people see what they've elected. We don't have to lie anymore. They were going to put him in a wheel. I mean, that was one of the big revelations in Jake Tapper. Their plan was we're just going to put him in a wheelchair and roll him around because he can't walk anymore. By the way, I mean, I'm watching right now. Just the contrast this week. Newark mayor arrested at ICE facility, which the Democrats violently entered, body slamming an ICE agent to try to liberate or at least comfort the illegals inside, who are not just some farm workers, not just some people who want a better life. They are hardcore criminals, including terrorists, rapists, child rapists. drug dealers, gangbangers. And then look at Trump. He's busting his butt. I mean, he has just had his 11th grandchild, and he admits this morning, you know, I really want to see my grandchild. I haven't had a chance to do it. Mm-hmm. Hasn't even seen his grandkid yet. He's so hardcore out there fighting for America while Democrats are fighting violently to get into ICE facilities to help out illegal immigrants. I mean, the contrast. It's two countries. This must be baffling to the world to see this. As Trump is out there realigning, really the world order and explaining, I'm going to replay some of it. And because like in retrospect, looking at the whole trip, seeing he's coming, he's going to the Middle East and say, we're not going to try to realign the world order with military force anymore. We're not
almost makes
that.
You wonder how we can be called the United States of America.
We're not. I've been saying this all week. It used to be, and this is the shocking thing. It used to be no matter what party was in office, Democrat or Republican, we had the same enemies and we had the same allies. This has been going on for 100 years.
Maybe we're more like the mainly associated states of America.
Well, yeah. Now we have different allies and enemies. Iran was an ally. We funded them. We funded their proxies. We let them, the Houthis hit our ships and our military ships over 200 times. No response. No big deal. They were allies. We were good. Trump goes over there and goes, you know, Iran's not getting a nuke.
Yeah.
And even says to the Saudis, basically says, look, my predecessor funded Iran. I'm sorry. I mean, he point blank says that. Doesn't say he's sorry. Never just says he's sorry. But that's not happening anymore. Just so you know who our allies are, because you know what? They're probably confused. Democrats love a totalitarian and authoritarian, a dictator. If it's an Islamic dictator, even better. And you know what? Those poor people in Iran. Do you know that those Ayatollahs are only in power because Democrats have kept them there? Mm-hmm. 90%, I have a study I read earlier this week, 90% of Iranians, even the religious hardliners, agree they do not want a religious dictatorship. 90%. The Democrats have kept the Ayatollahs in power since Barack Obama. And Trump is saying no more.
Yeah.
And Obama, he has to spell
Obama
it
had,
out.
Obama had an opportunity to do something about it. We could covertly have done something about that, and he didn't do it. So,
it was horrific. Because remember, Obama won. He gets the Peace Prize. These poor Iranian kids, God, it ripped my heart out at the time. They pour into the streets thinking he's going to back us. He wants freedom. He's cool. He's hip. He's going to back us. They get rounded up. Some of them are hung. Mm-hmm. Many of the women are raped. They're tortured in prison. And Obama sides with the Ayatollahs. Yeah. Leaves them hanging. Literally, some of them hanging and backstops the Ayatollahs. They're only in power because of the Democrats. So what a week this has been. What a week to contrast. I mean, just look, if Americans can't get it, watching this, the two futures they have to choose between. And that doesn't even count the fact, Lee, that yesterday Trump humiliated the financial media again. Those tariffs supposed to cause inflation. It was going to be brutal for the manufacturers. They weren't going to be able to afford stuff. And PPI for manufacturers, that's inflation for manufacturers. They're buying parts now. They'll be selling you in 3 months once they put them together. Down half a point. Down, down. Not up, down. Can people in these business newsrooms even do math? I mean, it's a serious question this morning. I don't know. Trump can't, clearly. So much to unpack. We'll be right back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So the president capping off his first foreign tour of his second term today in Abu Dhabi after securing multi-billion dollar deals during visits to Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the United Arab Emirates. Each time Trump greeted with lavish welcomes from the Arab leaders of his three-nation tour. And this morning he's beginning the day speaking at a round table with business leaders at Abu Dhabi's Royal Palace. This after he obtained a $1.4 trillion investment pledge from the UAE yesterday. The president also oversaw a $200 billion order from Qatar Airways for Boeing jets and a $600 billion investment from Saudi Arabia, which also reportedly included the largest ever arms deal of nearly $142 billion in weapons. And later this morning, Trump is also expected to visit the Abrahamic family house, as you said, in Abu Dhabi. The multi-faith complex opened in 2020.
Okay, let's stop there. Let's stop there for a minute. Largest ever arms deal. Massive arms deal for the Saudis. Why? Remember what Biden did. He announced he was going to isolate the Saudis. Cut off the existing deal that we had with them for military equipment. Said he wanted to, you know, humiliate and isolate the crown prince. Never mind that the crown prince has veto power over the value of our dollar. The only reason our dollar has the value that it does and we can run the printing press the way that we do, and I'm a supporter of that, but we've got to run it now. We have no choice. We have to print the money to pay the interest on the debt. Trump is boxed. And Biden said, well, who cares? We'll print another $1 trillion and I'll go isolate that guy. Well, I'm mad he killed an Al-Qaeda operative, Jamal Khashoggi. We love Al-Qaeda. In fact, we'd later learn that under Biden, USAID sent $9 million to Al-Qaeda in Syria. So Biden was so worried about the human rights of one Al-Qaeda member who, thank God, is dead, along with many others, didn't like the killing of their Al-Qaeda friends. And Biden said, to hell with the dollar. We'll isolate Saudi Arabia. And folks, you know what this is, this whole tour, okay? Do you remember, if you don't, look it up. After Biden cut off Saudi Arabia, they're the de facto head of OPEC, right? All that oil. They're the ones we cut the deal with years ago. We'll act as your military, and you will sell oil for dollars. It artificially inflates the value of the dollar. You may say, I don't like that. It's wrong. I don't like it. I wish we never did it. We should still be on the gold standard. But we did. And everything about your lifestyle that shines, that's special, is because of that relationship. The way the system is set up. We could change it over time. We should. But you can't change it overnight by deep six in the guy who's got veto power of the dollar. And Biden said, to heck with that. We care more about the human rights of terrorists. And we're seeing that in the streets of America today. They care more about the human rights of terrorists. You see these Democrats, big, huge crowds protesting outside the courthouse where Judge Dugan was just indicted by a grand jury of her peers, comparing this judge's struggle to Harriet Tubman, a slave. And yet again, who were the Democrats advocating for? An illegal immigrant criminal man who beats women. It's not even St. Kilmer. That judge, that trial was for an illegal immigrant with gang ties who beat the tar out of a woman and her male friend put him in a hospital. She wanted to make sure he got to roam free. She helped him run so he would escape what? ICE and the trial. They don't care. So women out there, beat me. Are you MS-13? That's the left this week. That's where the energy, that's where the momentum, that's where the passion is. You're watching Democrat officials try to breach an ICE facility to, I guess, liberate, help out the dangerous criminals in there. You got Carville on TV grandfather the party, Democrat strategist begging them, hey, just the party needs to praise the greatness of America sometimes. Well, they're too busy praising MS-13. Folks, if I could paint a picture of myself, it couldn't be clearer. I just, like, if I would choose how to describe to you who they are. And then you've got the guy the left elevated, the guy they rested the Russia collusion hoax on his shoulders, FBI Director James Comey, all but calling for the assassination of Trump yesterday. He knows he did it. You know why? They can't stop him any other way. He's exposing them every single day. So much on the table today. Folks, did you hear what Tulsi Gabbard said, our director of national intelligence? Called for Comey to go to prison, where he spent years trying to send Trump. That's up next. Look, what's happening right now, y'all? The left is being driven so insane by their repeated losses that they are homicidal. I'm serious. They don't know how to handle this. They are still living in the world of 10 years ago when there was no X, when the mainstream media could run a good hoax, could run a Russia collusion hoax, and everybody would believe it. They'd go to the polls as they did in 2020 with 50% saying, yeah, Trump is probably influenced by Russia. Russia probably influenced the election, and he probably answers to them in some way. Totally fake. They cashed in the last of those chips on all the COVID lies they told and on the Russia collusion hoax. They don't have any cards left to play with. And even if they did, people just go on X to find out what's happening. They share it. They send it out. They can't stop it. Normally, they would black out this Middle East tour. Just black it out. We'd be screaming about it on talk radio. We'd be talking about it in our media. No one would know. Everybody knows. And they don't. The left doesn't know what to do. If they can't lie and censor, they don't know what to do. And folks, all of that censorship that they did that we learned about from Tulsi Gabbard last week, that when they went to break the law, when they went to violate your constitutional rights, they hid it behind classification. They were targeting you if you bought a Bible. They were targeting you, and they were watching your bank account to know this. They were targeting you if you had the wrong political views. They were debanking you. They were censoring you. They were taking your accounts. They knew it was wrong, and so they hid it behind classification. You know what all that is? Desperation. Well, if we can't lie to them and have them believe us, then we'll censor everyone telling the truth. That's our plan, to reinflate our media. Doesn't work anymore. And they're driven damn near to insanity. They have to compete in the marketplace of ideas now. They can't just black out when Trump does something good. They tried to tank the stock market, and they couldn't do it. And folks, I said at the time, 6 weeks ago, when you watched the market plunge thousands of points, and they told you what their game plan was. By the way, if you want to know what the deep state / globalist / Democrat messages, the actual talking points that go out every day, just go look on Drudge. It's what they want you to believe. And you want to gut check this country? You want to gut check yourself? You want to gut check where we are? Then ask this, do people believe it? They do not. 52%, an all-time high in Rasmussen polling this week, told Rasmussen the country is headed in the right direction, on the right track, highest ever in 20 years. And that's after a multi-$1,000 crash in the stock market. But let me tell you something, folks. 5 years ago, with the FBI lie, James Comey's FBI lie set all that up, with the FBI lie censoring and the media lying, they could have taken that stock market all the way down. Do you know what they intended to do? I know. They already had the talking points. I told you what it was. It was all over Drudge. Worst April since the Great Depression in terms of stock market losses. That was the plan. But 97% of the mom and pops, individual investors, according to Vanguard, didn't sell. They held. They see that. The left sees that. And they are driven damn near insane. They have never experienced this before. They have to compete in a marketplace of ideas. And you know what their automatic go-to is? If they know they got to do that? Assassination. Kill him. Try again. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud? and Tulsi Gabbard, our director of national intelligence, who herself has been accused by Comey and John Brennan, head of the CIA, of being a Russian agent for telling the truth. She knows. She's got their number. Speaking of numbers, 8647. Come on, you know what 86 is. We all do. Folks, if you've ever watched a crime drama, a mafia drama, anything, like, you know what 86 is. Take them 8 miles outside of town and put them 6 feet in the ground. That's what it is. I've known that since I was a kid. 86 them. It was a nice way to say kill them. Comey knows what it is. He put mafia bosses away. And Tulsi Gabbard knows exactly who needs to go away. This cannot be tolerated.
Any other person with the position of influence that he has and what the propaganda media has built him up to be, I'm very concerned for the president's life. We've already seen assassination attempts. I'm very concerned for his life. And James Comey, in my view, should be held accountable and put behind bars for this.
Yes. And James Comey is driven insane because he was a key instrumental part of the plan to put Trump in prison. Here is Comey, less than a year ago on MSNBC with Jen Psaki. And they're laughing about how Trump's going to prison because he was facing 700 years. The FBI was behind a lot of it. He thought they had him dead to rights. And Psaki was concerned they couldn't actually put him in prison. Because how do you put him, you know, an ex-president in the general population? Listen to Comey then.
Do you agree with that? That it would be difficult or nearly impossible for the law enforcement institutions to put him in actual jail?
No. They would just put him in a double wide somewhere out near the fence, out in the grass. And he would eat there. He'd shower there. He'd exercise there. He'd be away, as Danya Perry said, from general population. But it's obviously doable.
Tulsi Gabbard talking about the danger. That Comey knows exactly what he's doing. 8647. Folks, we just had another assassination attempt. We had that teenager killed his parents. He was in contact with his handler in Ukraine. Weird. They'll keep teeing him up. Weak-minded people. Like crooks. There's always more of them out there. They have a knack for finding them. Whoever's sending them. Tulsi Gabbard knows the danger. Here you go.
The dangerousness of this, Jesse, cannot be underestimated. When we have two assassination attempts on the president's life, when we have people who look to guys like Comey, who've been celebrated by MSNBC and the Democrat elite and CNN as the beacon of integrity, the law and order guy, the guy who would tell the truth no matter what the consequences, this is the guy who's issuing a hit on President Trump, the president that the American people voted for. So it's guys like Comey and others who call the president the modern day Nazi, people who are in great positions of influence, who are saying that President Trump poses an existential threat to our country. These are people who hate democracy and hate the American people because they cannot stand that the people overwhelmingly chose to elect Donald Trump and send him back to the White House. So they are seeking other means to get their way and to try to remove him from that position.
She gets it. This is rage. They're losing control for the first time. They have to compete in the marketplace of ideas, just as they are showing us exactly who they are. And the American people are recoiling in an 80-20% issue by issue way. And they can't say they're driven insane. They've never been questioned before. They've always had total control my entire life of the narrative. And one more thing, Tulsi Gabbard gets the danger here. Because, folks, a majority of the left wants this man dead. And she beautifully reminded us of that fact, and it is a fact, coming up next. Folks, can we even go a week now, just a week, without someone on the left calling for Trump's assassination, either directly, tacitly? It's every darn week. I mean, Chuck Schumer asked flat out, Chase, should people stop burning these Tesla dealerships? Should they stop targeting Elon Musk? No. He's nothing to say. Tesla violence is cool. It's all cool. Violence is hip. It's hot. And you know what's interesting that you're watching? The most popular people on the left now are those who espouse violence. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Comey's about to be wildly popular on the left. Don't kid yourself. It's going to be, I'm going to play the audio on Monday. It's going to be nothing today all day long, but a defense of Comey and how great he is. He's going to trend. He is right now on X again and again. It's the left doing this. Who is their hero? Luigi Mangione. They've got a play now out in California celebrating him. You've got CNN doing fawning interviews with Taylor Lorenz, former Washington Post and New York Times reporter, saying she's never been more popular than when she started advocating for Luigi Mangione and, trying to understand the people who love him, the assassin, who just hates capitalism, thinks you shouldn't be a CEO, gun one down in the street. Comey knows he is about to undergo a renaissance in his popularity. He is, and we're going to document it. We're going to watch it. They're going to refer to him. They're going to love him. Comey knows all of this. He's evil, but he's not dumb. And you know who else knows? Tulsi Gabbard, director of national intelligence, who is now the top cop in the U.S., higher than Comey ever was. DNI is the top cop in the entire nation, the top intelligence officer. And she's warning us again, reminding us about that Rutgers study of how weaponized and dangerous the left is right now. And this is why she says Comey needs to go to prison.
There was a Rutgers study that just came out a little over a month ago, Jesse, and over 55% of respondents felt that murdering President Trump would be, quote unquote, somewhat justified. This is the effect of people like James Comey doing this kind of stuff. This study also pointed out that there is a, quote unquote, assassination culture that is starting to take over the views of what they call the extreme left. We, the American people, cannot take this lightly. Whatever your politics, we cannot allow people to get by without being held accountable for this kind of public call to assassinate the president of the United States.
Bingo. Bingo. And when we come back, I'm going to remind you of who the FBI actually is in regards to Trump and assassination. Do you realize that Congress subpoenaed 30,000 pages from the FBI about the two Trump assassinations? And then Trump signed an executive order demanding they turn them over, them and the Secret Service. You seen them? No, we haven't. Has Congress seen them? They've got the security clearances to see them. Nope. No. What are they hiding? For this to come from who it came from, a virtual call for assassination. And folks, he knows better. He does. Comey knew what he was doing. As Tulsi Gabbard pointed out yesterday.
Especially coming from a guy who's the former director of the FBI.
Yep.
A guy who spent most of his career prosecuting mobsters and gangsters, people who know and execute other humans and use this exact lingo of 86. Comey himself admitted in...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.